Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, April 26th. I had a little bit of a technical difficulty getting in, so I'm just about 3 minutes late, and I apologize. This is April 26th, and I'm Andrea Daniel, and today we're closing out National Poetry Month with a live open mic reading from some very talented Detroit poets, and we will hear from them right after this quick break.
You're listening to the Michigan Literary Network radio show hosted by Motown Writers Network. Thank you for joining us. Motown Writers connects writers to their literary goals and readers to Michigan authors. For writers, we have workshops, conferences, networking opportunities, marketing, and promotions, plus resources available online and offline. We invite writers of all stages to our free writers discussions meetings held every second Saturday except in November at the Barnes & Noble on Wayne State University campus from 10 a.m. to noon. For readers, we provide literary entertainment, book news, and giveaways online and offline. Check out our website for more information at MotownWriters.com. The Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers annual events offline include the Essence of Motown Literary Conference and Jam, held every second Saturday in November. Also, our literary meet and greet is held in August of every year. Along with that, we have a book club mix and mingle in October. At these events, we invite readers and writers to come together to celebrate the written word, and at most events, they are free to readers. If you're interested in being a guest on our radio show, advertising with us, or promoting your literary project or service, please visit us at MotownWriters.com and click on our contact page for more information. If you're interested in hosting your own show with the Michigan Literary Network, please submit your show proposals to MotownWriters@Yahoo.com. Please share our information with other readers and writers, and we hope you help us continue to strengthen the literary network in Michigan and increase literacy in the Metro Detroit community. For more information, please visit our website at www.MichiganLiteraryNetwork.com.
And you're tuned in to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, April 26th. I've got some talented poets lined up. It looks like I've got all my poets on the line ready to read their poetry on the air for this last Wednesday of National Poetry Month. So let's get going. I'm going to open up the line to my first reader. And hello, hello, hello. Who have I got with me on the line?
Well, I'm not sure who else is there.
I just need one person. You can introduce yourself.
Okay, this is Mary Hall Rayford, Andrew.
Hi, Mary. I'm taking everybody one at a time. And it's such a coincidence, or maybe not, that I've got your poem right on top of everybody else's. So you are my first reader, and I want to thank you for being here. Tell us the name of the poem that you're going to read.
Okay, it's called A World of Words.
All
whether
right, go
it
for
is
it.
One or two or many, they swirl in the atmosphere, painting visions without a brush, each stroke widening the canvas, embedded with sharp edges and smoothness, igniting passion and pain, joy and sadness, casting shadows on truth, embellishing lies, gripping hearts and minds, bringing to light darkness, or what was dark, now is light, unveiling patterns of wickedness, delighting young and old alike, just within reach of our grasp and yet often elusive, springing into life when captured, pinned down to papyrus or space, unseen but visible to millions at one time. They attack or attach at the whim of each youth. They heal and mend hearts, or make hearts cringe and singe and render havoc in spaces where peace is desired. They insist and resist traditions of time as they create nuances of their own, now here, now there, or erased and redone, invigorating or debilitating, one never knows. But what would we do in a world without words?
Yay! Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Mary Hall Rayford. That was Mary reading A World of Words, and thank you so much. And I am moving on to the next poet. You have a good rest of your night. See you next time.
Thank you. I'm going to stay tuned.
Okay, good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And who have I got for my next reader? Hello, hello, hello.
Hello?
Hi, who have I got on the line with me? Hello,
Michelle Brown.
Michelle Brown. Hello, Michelle.
Hey, how are you?
I am fine, thank you. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, Michelle, what's the name of the poem you're going to read?
My poem is Wage Love, and it's dedicated to the late activist Charity Hicks.
Okay, wonderful. Read away, please.
Her boulevard's no longer lined with trees, branches arching across streets, paved with hopes and dreams. Now minefields of disrepair, potholes, broken sidewalks, lots and playgrounds strewn with litter, vacant lots, crumbling buildings. No neighbors sitting on stoops sharing stories. No quartets under street lamps singing songs. Storefronts sit vacant while residents wait for buses, always late for a trip to nowhere. She is maligned, misrepresented, violated, raped, stripped of her authority. She weeps. As her people suffer, as her people thirst, she watches. Managed neglect for benefit of profits, but she's a queen. Her Majesty does not lie in institutions, credit ratings, political wrangling. Her Majesty cannot be bankrupt because she's a queen of, for, and by the people. She is the people, and she, they are rich. Rich in spirit, rich in art, feeding her people from gardens, growing in forgotten lots, entrepreneurs, innovators, dreamers, rebuilding neighborhoods, respiriting communities, calling her people, all people, black, brown, white, young, old, from across the street, from around the world, to rise up, stand up, not in war, but with voices raised to wage love. She is a queen. She is Detroit.
Michelle, thank you so much for that. Dedicated to Charity Hicks, who was a beloved Detroit social activist, water warrior, and she died a few years ago. So thank you so much for that dedication to her.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. You too, thank you. All right. Do I have my next reader on? Am I connected to someone? Let's see. Okay, hello, hello, hello. Who have I got on the air with me?
Renee Smith.
Renee Smith, hello, Renee, how are you?
All is well, wonderful, wonderful.
Good, good, good. All right, ma'am, what's the name of the poem that you are going to read for us?
The name of my poem, It's There, and I'm a representative of Detroit Authors Network, and it represents what we offer. Because it was, 'tis runners and possibilities, don't, done gone, flown. 'Tis 12 because can't, ship ahoy. Plentinous oceans, 'tis. That's it.
All right. Tell us a little bit more about that organization, Detroit Authors. That's it. That's what the group is all about, huh? Bringing things to life?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me? Hello, Renee?
Hello?
Hello, Renee, can you hear me? Renee? Okay, I seem to have lost Renee, but we are going to keep going. I mean, that was Renee Smith talking. The name of her poem was It's There, and I've got another reader lined up, and I'm bringing somebody in on the line. Who is on the air with me right now? Hello?
Is it Marcia?
Marcia. Hello, Marcia. Yes. Todd Evans. How
Hi.
Are you?
I'm good.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm
Hi
good.
There.
Thank you. Thank you. And what is the name of the poem that you're going to read?
The name of the poem is I Am Topaz.
Okay, and I'm just going to preface this one for you. I remember when I heard you read this, we were both at an event on liver noise, and it
yes.
was such a wonderful poem, so I am glad you selected this one to read. So you are on the air. Go for it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I am topaz because I am the jewel of the month of my birth. I have finally learned to wear, cherish, and embrace me. I am the frilled feather in any hat one should choose to sport, and I can tickle your fancy likewise. My wit mm-hmm. is your pleasure, if you can handle a tease, because it will reduce you down to baby, baby, please, or oh, girl, please. I am such good company that this extra cushion that I carry, that I try to dis and miss, won't go. Because it experiences separation anxiety. Excuse me, I am topaz. And as I pass by, don't even think of giving me a semi-precious glance when each view that I cast is invaluable. I am topaz and can ignite fires cool or hot depending on the moment's need. My musicality and my fashion of words is God-given via an inheritance that continues to fill me and, I pray, soothe the souls of others. Every day I pull out the cloth that polishes my shine and I reach for divinity. Admittedly, some days are better than others, but I am still topaz, precious to my own self, even if to no one else. And in the sense that I am elevated, blessed, and highly favored, I am mighty high, and like some topaz, I am also yellow. My spirit carries me on a mission that has been claimed as due able, because I am made in the image of a supreme creator. But I am not alone. I am only one of the many of you. I am one link in the chain of infinite talent. Go within. Embrace your jewel. Yes, I am topaz.
Wow, Marcia Todd Evans, thank you so much for reading that. That was Marcia Todd Evans reading her poem Topaz, and I want to thank you for being with me tonight, and I've got to
thank
keep
you.
It moving. You have a good rest of your night.
All right,
all right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
You're welcome. And I am bringing my next reader in. Who have I got with me now? Hello.
Hi, it's Walter.
Walter! Hi, Walter. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Very good. All right, Walter, what is the name of the poem that you're going to read for us?
It's called Baby is My Scientist.
All right, go for it.
I am not a deep thinker. I contemplate, I measure, I weigh, I analyze, putting fragments of a puzzle into coherent pictures, then looking into three-dimensional perspectives. I put myself in your place to better hear your voice. I need to see things your way. My way doesn't matter if there's no flow. Life is circular. Logic is linear. A break in the circle creates a linear perspective. Broken circles create flawed logic. The bigger the circle, the greater the flow. The pond becomes a stream. The stream creates a river that opens to the lake. The ocean is you.
That was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. That was Walter O'Brien reading his poem, Baby is My Scientist. Thank you again, Walter. You take care.
Thank you for having me. Good night.
You're welcome. Good night. And my last and final reader, I suppose, who have I got on the air with me? Is this Ms. Denise Irvin?
This is Renee Smith again. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I was just connected, so I don't know if my poem actually was aired.
Oh, yes, your poem did air. Your poem actually did air. It did. So I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you. So let me see if I can get one more reader in. Thank you so much, Renee. Okay, I am looking for one more reader. Let's see if I've got somebody else who can go on. I think I got everybody on. I'm missing one person. Let me see here. I got a new call, I think, that's on. Hello, hello, hello. Have I got somebody ready to read a poem?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Is this Denise?
It is Denise.
Yes.
I'm over here going, I'm here, I'm here. Yes, ma'am,
okay,
I am
very
here.
Good. Very good. Denise. Say your last name for us, Denise.
Irvin.
Okay, Denise Irvin, thank you so much. And what is the name of the poem that you're going to read?
This poem is called Woke.
Okay, go for it, Denise. You are on the air.
If you mean for your imagination to be my reality, you will gnaw through my bonds with zombie-like precision. Remove the nails with your teeth. Untangle ropes with Boy Scout dexterity, but you will not stop there. You will know without being told we must dismantle the master's house. And nothing but the tools we have not been gifted from our oppressor will be up to the task. Our ancestors will show us the way. Roam with me. Keep accelerant upon every exposed surface. Throw flames like daggers into the domicile's hidden spaces. Light up the darkness. Consume everything. We will skip from room to room, leaving nothing salvageable in our wake. When we emerge from the final corridor, we'll exit the front door holding hands, walk calmly from the blaze as it rages in our posterior view. From a distance, we will watch others try their hand at redemption, only to find nowhere near enough water to prevent total destruction. There is no salvation in controlled streams, only screams drowned out by rivulets. The fire is unmerciful. It licks our wounds clean. We look toward a nothingness that we call hope, a blank canvas of a plane where only consciousness stands in our way. Sleep will never again come easy once the beast has awakened.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. I don't know if you can hear me clapping, but I'm clapping. Thank you so much for signing up to be a part of this, Denise. I appreciate it. That was a wonderful poem. That was Denise Irvin reading her poem, Woke. Thank you, ma'am. You have a good rest of your night.
Thank you very much. You too.
All right. Thank you. All right. That was all my readers. And I've got one poem that I'm going to do as we are coming to the end of the program. This is called Detroit. This city is ever pregnant, bearing dreams, bearing hope and hopelessness, justice and injustice in the same breath. A sweet stickiness that does not release her heirs without a fight. She is the mother and lover who won't go away. She is an enigma. A complexity, always the topic of discussion, that challenge to the impassioned master fixer. Her labor lasts a lifetime and many lifetimes over, consequently consecutively bearing jewels and trash, flowers and thorns, ever on the verge of change, ever feigning sameness, ever my home. I stick by her, midwife, to her ongoing emergence. And that was my poem, Detroit, written all the way back in 2001. It was part of an exhibit at the DIA, and strangely enough, some of those words are still relevant today. Detroit is always on the verge of emergence. It always seems to be that way. And that was my open mic poetry session live here on Michigan Literary Network Radio. And that is it for this edition of the show. I want to thank my six readers, Mary Hall Rayford, Michelle Elizabeth Brown, Renee Smith, Marsha Todd Evans, Walter O'Brien, and Denise Irvin. What wonderful words you all shared with us on the show today, and I want to thank you. And I want everybody to remember to stay connected with Michigan's literary community through the Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers Network at MotownWriters.com. And you can find us on Facebook. And be sure to tune in to Michigan Literary Network Radio right here on BlogTalkRadio.com next Wednesday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. to hear more literary good stuff with my guests, Tanisha Johnson, Valerie Coleman, and LaTanya Orr. And they will talk about the upcoming Red Ink Conference. This has been Andrea Daniel for Michigan Literary Network Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you out there, as always, for listening in. I do appreciate you, and I want you to have a good rest of your day and live a good story, and if you are so inclined, write about it. Good night.